Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. I don't know why this week there's been so much discussion about outfits, but both of y'all just throwing me for a loop.
I mean,
because Sylvia, you've been very schizophrenic with your outfits between the wrinkly shirts, the dressing like an Easter egg, and then a couple of the other days dressing as if your normal goth self was sure. Back. And today Mahoney shows up wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
I'm not going to lie, it threw me off too.
Like the summer of Bahama is back.
Yeah.
And then I find out the backstory, which is even stranger.
They love the backstory.
Later on today with a friend, and he said, "Hey, let's wear Hawaiian shirts." And I said, "Okay."
So two grown men matching their outfits to go to a midday movie together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask what you're going to see?
Shazam.
What's Shazam?
It's that new DC movie.
It was
like
the number one movie in the country for a couple weeks, man.
Yeah. Have you not heard about it?
Where have you been?
It's like funny Superman.
Oh.
It's like,
I have not heard about it at all.
He's got
really?
Like,
not even a little
Wait,
bit.
Why are you wearing Hawaiian shirts to go see Shazam instead of the beach bum?
Because that is also the worst movie of Matthew McConaughey's career. And Shazam, on the other hand, is 94% fresh. So
still doesn't answer the question, though. Why Hawaiian shirts?
I don't know. He said
he just brought it up and you didn't go, why?
Why? I'm never turning down a moment or an opportunity to be comfortable. You know I love me some Tommy Bahama and Hawaiian pure silk shorts.
Let me ask you this. Did you bust out one of the good Tommy
Bahama?
It
was a brand new one. My fiance had to cut off the tags this morning.
Hell yeah.
Do you know, in the back of your mind, that you're going to one-up him regardless of what Hawaiian shirt he decides to wear?
I don't know. I mean, it's Dave, when you're living that Bahama lifestyle like I do.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
I just have the image of two men and like just matching Hawaiian shirts.
We're gonna drink some margaritas afterwards.
So someone's hand creeps over and just gently brushes the others.
Like, whoa, hey. It's not that kind of thing.
Nah, it's not that kind
of
thing.
Are you enjoying the movie?
Why must you judge?
Is that Mahoney doing that?
Yeah, doesn't really matter.
How I choose to live the life of leisure.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you are.
That's something I have literally never done in my 39 years on this earth. So
yeah, I know. We were supposed to have
casually said that it was going on today.
No, I know you've never done that in your entire life that you've lived on this planet, because we were supposed to have coordinating Halloween costumes one year, and I went out and bought a powder blue tuxedo that I spent $300 or $400 on, I think closer to $400 on. And you were supposed to get the bright orange one because you are a huge fan of Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
Me being a good friend supporting your decision to do that. And then you didn't do it. And it was just me in a powder blue tuxedo.
First off, you know that I procrastinate. And I
sent you the link.
I know. But I was going to
two
order it
2 months early.
I know. And then I waited until 2 weeks early like I normally do.
You could have overnighted it.
And no, it was sold out.
No,
It was sold out.
It was sold out.
Oh, God.
It was sold out.
That sounds like a lie to me.
Well,
so, yes, I know you don't coordinate your outfits at any point in time, sir.
And certainly not on a midday Friday afternoon movie with another dude.
I love that.
Whatever, man.
That's whatever.
Living our best life.
Good news and bad news today. What do you want first?
How about some bad news?
Oh, boy. 90-year-old Florida woman who won $278 million on a Powerball ticket 6 years ago is now suing her son and his financial advisors, claiming her money went to poor investments while she was being charged $2 million in fees.
What?
Gloria McKenzie, widowed and living in a duplex when she bought the jackpot ticket back on May 18th of 2013 at the Publix in lovely Florida, after a stranger let her cut in line. I didn't know there's multiple of those stories, because as you recall, the huge one in
You don't even
Greenville.
Have to bring that up.
Yeah.
Why you bring that up just to remind that person? Like,
she filed a lawsuit against her 60-year-old son, Scott McKenzie, and his financial advisors in state court in Jacksonville last month. Turns out that he actually has power of attorney over his mom's finances. Gloria's attorney told the Florida Times Union that for reasons that escape virtually everyone who's examined this, Scott hired as an investment advisor some dude named Hank Madden, who runs a local call-in radio show.
Oh, my God.
Dispensing financial advice on Saturday mornings.
No.
The best. I mean,
not even like Dave Ramsey or like
Dave
one of these.
Ramsey's he's
like a financial guru,
like,
right?
I don't agree with a lot of stuff that Dave Ramsey says finance, but his.
Does a time buy at a local AM radio station in Florida on Saturday mornings. You're like,
they will give me that
he's
job.
Accessible.
I can walk over to any AM station in this city.
In any city
in America on a weekend.
Here is $2,500. Let me do a
claim
show.
Claim to be a financial guru. $2 million paid off.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. He finally got the phone call one day.
$2 million a year in fees.
Yep.
Like, you don't, like, even at the upper echelons, you're not getting anywhere close to that, because when you were using that kind of money in somebody's, you know, portfolio, that gives you instant credibility.
Well, the lawsuit claims that Gloria missed out on tens of millions of dollars in expected investment gains due to the terrible strategy of this call-in radio host and her son.
If you're living in a duplex, which there's nothing wrong with that, and you win $100+ million, the one thing you should not do is invest. Ever. Just put that money in the bank.
Well, also,
call it a day.
It's 200.
Call it a day.
It's 200. You don't need to invest when you have that kind of money. Even if you take half
the interest,
you're talking about $150 million. You can live handsomely off the interest
alone.
Go
to Bank of America or Chase or one of the big ones.
Whichever one you think is least corrupt.
Which
they all are.
No. Yes. You could live off the interest of that. I mean, you would pay more in interest, or you would get more back in interest than you were paying in fees a year.
$2 million in fees and terrible strategy that has not paid off. Some good news today as well.
What's that?
There are the blizzards that are going on across the Midwest, which, you know, the bomb cyclones you hear about, and you're like, man,
it's
that just sounds
April.
So terrible.
Insane.
Yeah,
it's April.
It's, yeah, we're knocking on the door of May. We're 2 weeks away from May, and yet somehow is going on. But there's a lot of people that have been stranded without their medication, and this came as a big surprise to people, like you said, because it's April.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible.
One guy who is a pharmacist decided that he was going to do something about it, and so he hopped on a tractor and started delivering medication.
Hell yeah.
Just started driving around in South Dakota. So there were more than 12,000 homes and businesses without power in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, elderly, don't really know what to do. They don't have their medication. They need it desperately.
Yep.
So he decided that he's going to hop on a tractor, take care of things himself, and he did.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Don't mess with a pharmacist with a tractor, man.
I mean, farm is in the name of pharmacist, Dave. Yeah, like he doesn't know his way around a tractor.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now, that's a man I'd match outfits with at a midday movie.
Yep.
On Friday afternoon.
Overalls and a white coat?
You
white coat
you
overalls? I'm into it.
Yeah, look good on me.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys still get a lot of trolls? I remember you all did that troll time for a while. Has the hate toned down a little bit? I highly doubt that. Look at who we're talking about here.
Message deleted.
I would say it's kind of eased up. I mean,
calm down a little bit.
When we first started the show, it was fine. You know, there was a couple years where there were some people coming, like when we started winning awards. I think people came out and like, these guys don't deserve
awards. What are you talking about?
They're not wrong. But the world we live in today, I think there's so many more people out there and so many other things that are outraging you, where we're just trying to make you not hate life going to work.
Yeah, like we're not like doing all these hot takes and triggered and all these dumb features.
Jokes.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to have
fun.
Can
we just talk about that show?
What?
That I sent you. There's this, man.
God, no.
So there's this hip-hop station in Indianapolis with the dumbest hosts of all time, and all they do is try to anger their audience on the way to work. Like, you're playing Ariana Grande, and then you're going to talk about
called Triggered, where they're like, this is going to make you mad. You're like, who wants to be mad while you're driving to work? And also, your take sucks.
That's why you're in 17th place.
Don't you do it.
In Indianapolis. Don't you
do it. He did it.
Ice cold. Alex and Joe, you dumb, hacky, soon-to-be unemployed pieces
dang.
Of crap.
Oh, wow.
Ow. Ow, that hurt.
Triggered.
Oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
you know anyone that represents their hometown, like, way too hard? I mean, maybe they rock clothes with their high school mascot on it. Maybe they talk about the old days way too much. Like, dude, relax.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man. Our old producer, Jared, he was always like, I'm from the land. You're like, you mean
where?
Cleveland? He's like, yeah, no, the land. I'm like, Jared.
I mean, if I was from Cleveland, I wouldn't want to tell people I was from Cleveland either. Right?
Right.
Like, actually say it.
But
say the
I
land.
Feel like there's weird levels. College being like a representing your the college team that you went to.
Very nostalgic. Perfectly fine.
There's really
totally
nothing
normal.
Weird about that. But if you're repping your high school, that's a little weird, I think. Yeah. Unless you're LeBron James, because he didn't go to college.
Sure. I guess that makes sense.
That's about it.
Yeah, but
everybody else.
But it worked out for him. Everyone else, you're like, hey, look at old Jim over there working the pump, representing his high school, still wearing his Letterman jacket. Kick ass.
I wish I could fit my Letterman jacket.
Yeah, oh, is that what it is? That what it comes down
yeah,
to?
We're jealous.
I couldn't fit it into it my senior year, man. It's, yeah. The perils of being a freshman Letterman.
Shut up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so I'm drunk right now, but I just wanted to say I miss you guys so much. I miss this radio show. So it's cold in Nebraska, and I hate this cold weather that I'm in right now. Yeah, you guys are awesome. I miss you guys so much. I miss listening to you guys so much, man. Hell yeah.
Message deleted.
Wait, you're drunk in Nebraska? Your first thought was to call us?
I think he goes to school in Nebraska.
Oh, well, you know there's a thing called a podcast that's available on every platform.
Apple Podcast Store.
Sure, yeah.
You got the Google Play Store. We're on the radio.com app.
That's
you could find us on Alexa. I think we haven't tried. Hey, Alexa, play David Mahoney. We got to get that set up. Ian, that's on you.
Ian, you're in charge. It'll take 1 ounce of effort. It's on you.
Or DavidMahoney.com, or you can follow us on any of the socials. You know, we are more connected than ever before, so don't feel like if you want a little hit of David Mahoney, we're
available.
We're a click away, a little touch away.
So just touch that button.
That's right. Yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So you can be a creepy CEO of a startup tech company, get forced out, and still turn into a billionaire. That's what's going on with that guy. Travis Kalanick from Uber. He was pushed out when Uber was going through that whole rehaul. Remember, they had a lot of charges of sexual harassment. And they were saying
the culture
the big boys.
Inside of Uber was like living in a
fraternity
a frat house from the 60s.
Well, it doesn't matter. Even though he got forced out, they are going through their IPO, their initial public offering. And Uber reported in 2018 revenue of $11.27 billion, which is a 42% increase from 2017, a giant leap from the $495 million in 2014. And the filing revealed Uber had 91 million users on its platforms at the end of 2018.
Wow.
So Uber plans to sell around $10 billion worth of stock. And because, it doesn't matter that he was ousted, he still has 117.5 million shares, 8.6% of the company.
Uh-huh.
So he got booted 2 years ago. If everything goes as planned with this IPO, he'll be worth about $9 billion.
That is
$9 billion.
Well, you know what the crazy thing is about this? So in 2018, Uber didn't even make money. So yeah, that a monster amount as far as revenue came in.
$11.27 billion.
But
still
they
losing.
Still lost $1.8 billion.
But I mean, you look at that growth though. It goes from $8 billion to $11.27 billion.
Man, I could make $11 billion in revenue if I was also able to lose $2 billion of that.
No, but that's
not that hard.
I'm saying the jump from 2017 to 2018, like in 2019, you would think that they would go profitable, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think there was a lot of bad stuff that came out about Uber over the last 2 years. I think Lyft's making a pretty heavy impact, and we saw with their, the last stuff in the business news with Lyft, which I think when it comes to companies that I identify with more, Lyft's where it's at.
I use Uber more, but I like Lyft better.
Yes.
Just because
you
Uber
just gotta, you
seems
just delete
creepy.
The app. Yeah. Delete the app.
Delete Uber?
Yeah.
No. I like being able to compare and contrast. We're all priced out. Do both you? Rides at the same time.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're drunk and you hit whichever button you see first.
I am not always drunk when I take Uber or Lyft. Uh-huh. I am normally drunk.
Why would you be taking Uber or Lyft if you were not drunk?
Because some people, not all of us, Mahoney, but some of us travel for business where you actually
I leave my car at the airport.
Yeah, but when you get to whatever city you're going to.
You don't want
to
rent a car.
You have to get in another car to get to the hotel. This is all foreign to you. It's too much. I shouldn't explain this.
Business.
What's that?
Is that sexy time? The thing that happens on Wednesday night with my fiance.
Business.
Let's get down to it.
Business time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of drinking and being behind the wheel, Timothy Williams, best known as the Trivago dude, was arrested.
The Trivago's guy's name is Timothy Williams.
Timothy Williams.
Like,
what
Timothy.
A generic name.
Yeah. Not exotic after all.
I thought he's American.
Timothy Williams. I'm gonna go with yeah.
What do you think he was like?
He was arrested. He was arrested this week in Houston after cops found him passed out behind the wheel of a car. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Have you ever looked for a hotel online? Did you notice that there's so many prices out there for the exact same room? Trivago makes it easy to find the ideal hotel for the best price.
For some reason, I was thinking he was like European or something.
He also had acting roles on The Cosby Show and Law and Order.
I don't remember that.
Really? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's the Trivago guy, or maybe I should say... soon to be was the Trivago guy.
Aww.
He was found passed out behind the wheel of his car, and they did a field sobriety test, which he failed, and then he submitted to a blood draw.
What'd he blow? Or what
it doesn't say.
Doesn't say what it was?
Because he didn't blow. It was a blood test.
Blood
test.
Yeah. He'd release later?
Yeah. The misdemeanor charge probably isn't going to hurt him that much. He did have his bail set $100, which I imagine.
So you pay a bondsman $10.
You know, I'm looking at his younger pictures, and he does look a little bit forgettable. So that maybe that's why we don't remember him from shows.
Either way, he's in a little bit of trouble.
If they don't fire him, though, because remember when they fired the Dell kid?
The Dell guy because they found out he smoked weed.
Oh, man, I forgot about him. Which, by the
way, getting a Dell.
Yeah. Did you try to reach out to that guy at one point?
Yeah, by the way, they are still willing to, if we want, his band to come on the show.
No, we're okay.
He's got a band that
I've been ignoring so many emails from the Dell guy.
Really? Have you really?
Do we want the Dell guy here?
Of course
exactly.
Not.
Why? He got fired 20 years ago.
Now.
If you could get Gilbert, another spokesman who got fired, Gilbert Gottfried, for making insensitive jokes. You know, tsunami. You remember he got fired for making tsunami jokes?
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I remember he got fired for something.
Yeah. And but if Gilbert Gottfried had a band, we would have him on.
Gilbert Gottfried's band? Hell yes, we would.
Hell yeah.
So Michael Avenatti is hit with 36 counts of fraud. So this guy, as you dig deeper on him, you're just like, man, what a dirtbag this dude is. 36 count federal indictment, which alleges that for over a decade, he's been stealing from his clients, hiding money from the IRS, and lying. New charges brought on Thursday by federal prosecutors in L.A. They're saying that he could spend
how long?
A very normal 335 years behind bars.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to the 61-page grand jury indictment, he stole millions of dollars from five clients, used shell companies to cover up theft, and owes millions of dollars in taxes to the IRS. He also operated a Ponzi scheme where he used some of the client's settlement money to lull others when they were questioned where theirs was. So he was basically just like shuffling money around. He denied the new allegations in a series of tweets, though, on Thursday morning, so I'm sure everything's fine.
Okay, that's
I heard the audio, you know, you got the Nike audio that came out not too long ago, which kind of kicked all of these indictments off. I am going to kind of hold back and before I reserve judgment. I mean, it all sounds horrible, and if it's true, this dude's a piece of garbage, and what were you doing? Because when you get yourself into the ring of politics, everybody starts digging up all the dirt on you. But that also being said, that makes me go, well, you've pissed off a lot of really powerful people and people who have a lot of money. So
this is pretty bad.
We'll
though.
See. Yeah. Oh, because the stuff is stealing from the patient who was mentally handicapped.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Like if you were doing that, your ass needs to be in jail for 300 plus years.
Yeah.
But that's horrible.
I think I'm at the point now where I'm willing to say Michael Avenatti is a pretty big dirtbag.
Yeah.
Remember the whole thing about like beating up the girlfriend? You're kind of like, well, maybe that's politically motivated because she was saying that they had an altercation, but he didn't really beat her up. And they're, you know, and then I'm like, well, maybe somebody got to her and was having her say this stuff.
Those charges were dropped, though.
Those charges were dropped. That's what I mean.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And so at first,
yeah.
I was kind of like, well, I'm not sure. And then it's like, wait a minute. 335 years. somewhere in there you have to be like, this guy's a dirtbag. Let's see how much of a dirtbag he actually is.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News
Farah. Christopher is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. How is your meter when it comes to detecting that fake news?
I should be able to figure it out, hopefully.
Yeah, okay. He listens to the show, Dave. He knows that you lie constantly and are spreading all sorts of false information to the masses.
Fake news.
Never do that.
Uh-huh.
Except for in this case, because that's the point of the game. It's called Fake News Farah. Okay. I have three stories. Two of them are absolutely true. One of them is not. You're trying to figure out which one is, in fact, the fake news. And Mahoney and Sylvia can help you out here, okay? Because they don't actually know which ones are true and which one is fake, okay?
Sweet.
Story number one, a Florida woman slapped her grandma for denying a Facebook friend request. Rachel Hayes, 27, has been charged with aggravated battery on an elderly person, according to the report. Hayes was at her 72-year-old grandma's house when they got into an argument because the victim wouldn't accept her face request. So she wouldn't accept her granddaughter's Facebook friend request, and she lost her mind as a result of it. In the midst of the argument, Hayes slapped the victim multiple times on the side of the face, at which point she was arrested and booked into jail on no bond.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, pretty aggressive.
I mean, I've heard of poking.
Slapping.
Aggressive poking.
Next up is a reptile store that hit employees with a bearded dragon. Benjamin Siegel, 40 years old, of lovely Coconut Creek, was taken into custody and charged with battery and animal cruelty, according to jail records. He is accused of placing a bearded dragon lizard in his mouth, throwing it, swinging it in the air, and using it to strike the victims, according to the arrest report. Siegel is the owner of Siegel Reptiles. Now, this guy has had some other issues in the past. In October of 2012, he held a cockroach-eating contest at the store. The winner, a 32-year-old by the name of Edward, died after choking to death on parts of the bug and his own vomit. Siegel faces one count of being cruel to animals and two counts of battery in connection with the bearded dragon incident. And last but not least, a man threatens to burn down his workplace because they switched to instant coffee. A disgruntled upstate New York employee set his office on fire when he learned that his company had switched to instant coffee for its employees in order to save money. Quote, he came in the door in his usual miserable mood, said an employee who survived the fire unharmed. After reaching for his mug, he noticed a coffee maker had been replaced with a no-name brand of instant coffee. He threw the mug that went into his office. After a few minutes, he calmly walked out. While burning, there was a burning smell that filled the air. It seemed that he threw a lit cigar in the recycling box, according to police and fire. He was charged with first-degree arson and, of course, fired from his job as well.
Whew.
So we have the young woman at 27 years old slapping old grandmama in the face for not taking her Facebook friend request. We have the reptile store owner who was whipping his employees with a bearded dragon while also tossing it in the air, swinging it around and putting it in his mouth. And a dude who burned down or tried to burn down his workplace because they switched to instant coffee. Mahoney, what's your first take?
All of these sound super plausible.
I know.
This is the hardest one we've had so far. Maybe the grandma one. Maybe.
Sylvia?
I kind of think the coffee one.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like somebody's going to lose their ish over changing up of the coffee, though. I feel like that is legitimately.
Yeah.
It does seem plausible.
Yeah. I don't know.
I definitely could see that one, too. So
what do you think, Chris? You only got one crack at this.
I'm going to have to go with the guy slapping people with the bearded dragon.
Dude, that's the only real one. That is the only real one. You are messing up right here. I will promise you it's not that one. Maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
If you can promise me that obviously means you know the answer.
No, I don't. I swear, hand to God.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know the answer.
I just feel like you don't know.
Dave didn't stumble reading that one. He stumbled on the other two. So that's
what
I could definitely see a lady slapping her grandma because she didn't get a Facebook request.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right.
I feel like in Florida you beat some.
I could definitely see a guy burning down his workplace because they switched to instant coffee. So
I'm gonna have
to go with the bearded dragon.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
hell no.
No. I knew it. I knew that story was real.
No.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
What's the fake one?
I'm sorry, Christopher. That is incorrect. The man burning down the workplace was the fake news.
Yeah.
The chick definitely slapped her grandma, and the dude is whooping his employee's ass with a bearded dragon. So,
oh my god!
I'm sorry. We'll hook you up with something, Chris. We'll hook you up with something. Thank you for playing today, man.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. And real alternative, X107.5.
How you gonna slap your grandma over Facebook?
I know. It's
How
are
you gonna slap
cool.
somebody with a lizard?
Yeah, I mean, if you own a pet store, you pick up what's nearby.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, man, old Bullfrog got arrested again. Jeremiah Bullfrog Robinson, 30 years old, from Oklahoma, is back behind bars following his arrest this week on firearm and theft charges. His rap sheet includes convictions for robbery, weapons possession, domestic battery, violation of his probation, served several years in state prison. He is currently being held on $10,500 bond.
This is what happens, parents, when you name your kids something stupid.
Jeremiah Bullfrog Robinson.
I mean, I love Three Dog Night as much as the next person.
I'm glad that you actually got that reference, my friend.
I mean, how could I not get a Three Dog Night reference? I spent prom night crying to Three Dog Night, One is the Loneliest Number, on repeat.
Let's bring it back to that sad, sad prom night.
Well, this Jeremiah was the bullfrog.
Happier song.
Was a good friend of mine. I never understood a thing.
Got some more for us?
Nah,
that's all. Thanks. I was looking forward to that.
But again, stop naming your kids stupid names.
Also, stop giving your kids stupid advice like this one. A superstitious father was hauled off a flight and arrested for throwing coins at the engine of a plane.
What?
The unnamed dad, 30, believed it would bring him good luck because his dumb mom told him that he should throw coins at the plane for good luck before he took his son on his first flight.
So taking a handful of coins and throwing it into the turbine.
Into the engine of the plane, yeah.
Good luck!
Yep.
Okay.
So he was arrested and detained for 10 days over the incident. Has since been released. His wife was allowed to continue on the flight alone with their daughter.
Again, when we encounter, this is what we need to go back to, like, martial law and, like, just, you know, like, severe punishment for people just being stupid.
Hey, man, we're going to have to cut off your hand. Sorry.
No, just beat him with the seatbelt extenders in front of the entire plane.
I don't know. I think that the real winner here is that
the dad's an idiot.
Even though he is detained for 10 days, he still didn't have to take a flight with that newborn, so he probably still won.
Yeah.
Three naked women were spotted at a rest stop, and then came the high-speed pursuit. Would you like to hear the 911 call or the story first?
Oh, my
first?
God, we have it.
Yeah. Let's hear the story and the 911. Well, no, let's hear the 911.
Yeah, all right, I can't wait.
Port Highway Patrol, duty officer Lancey, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Pasco at the rest area. Three women tanning in the nude.
Oh, okay. And he's on the line?
He is on the line, yeah.
All right.
I'm the custodian here.
Can you tell me where in the rest area are they, though?
Oh, they're on the northbound side of the building, all three of them, standing in the nude, putting on suntan lotion. Only reason I know that, I was inside cleaning, and the lady came up and told me there's three women out there in the nude.
Okay. I'll get somebody out there.
So all three of them were African-American, and so originally he said that they were tanning,
uh-huh.
And you're like, well, that doesn't seem right. And so after further digging into it, they weren't actually tanning. They had all showered at the rest area and were, quote, air drying outside.
Oh, what's the problem? These were actually, like, decent looking people.
Yeah,
like,
they're good looking.
When you hear a story of three naked women at a truck stop, you know, the mind conjures up probably not the prettiest picture, but I would say I was surprised at how attractive the three of these criminals were. Uh-huh.
So all three of them said they had nowhere else to shower, so they bought soap and water and then bathed themselves on the grass outside of the building. So it's not like there were showers at the rest stop.
No, it was that, like...
Yeah, they were just, it was just a normal rest stop.
Clean, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, been so dirty. I gotta get clean.
Well, as the trooper was attempting to gather information, they ran and got into their kick-ass white 2009 Nissan Sentra.
Hell yeah.
Another Nissan Sentra in the news this week.
If you're going to run from the cops, a 2009 Nissan Sentra definitely is the car to choose.
The trooper initiated a pursuit. Another trooper spotted the car, which was driving in the wrong direction. They managed to track him down, pull him over to a convenience store. While the trooper was trying to arrest one woman, the driver purposely drove directly at the trooper, who jumped out of the way to avoid getting hit by the car. One of the women who exited the car with a metal bat in an effort to hit the trooper escalated the situation, as you'd expect. They got back into the car, but were later stopped by spike strips. All were charged with fleeing to elude, resisting arrest, aggravated assault, and lewd acts.
And the name of the car that Nicolas Cage drove in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Eleanor.
Was it thinking it was Dolores.
Dolores? No, that's my grandma's name.
Oh.
He gets those mixed up all the time. Sorry.
I was going to say, if you've got three naked women in a white 2009 Nissan Sentra, what rhymes with Dolores?
Thesaurus?
Oh my.
I didn't see that in the thesaurus.
And, push the clutch in.
Oh, God.
A girlfriend admits to police that she sets her boyfriend's house on fire after a threesome.
That's not even the weird part of this story.
A South Jersey woman has been charged with torching her boyfriend's house and displacing seven people. She told cops she set the house on fire because she was upset following a threesome that she had with him and a second woman. What's the problem here? So the boyfriend lived in one apartment and a family of six lived in the other, according to cops. All escaped without injuries. 2 days after the blaze, Tasia S. Young, 33, arrived at police headquarters and confessed to setting the fire because she, quote, felt like she needed to hurt somebody.
Well, Dave, tell us why she got so angry and decided to set that bitch on fire.
She told police she was in a relationship with a man and they had an encounter with another woman on Saturday at his apartment. When it was over, he summoned a cab for her, but remained at his apartment with the other chick. She purchased lighter fluid and matches from a gas station on Sunday and traveled to the house where she emptied the entire contents of the Zippo lighter fluid container on and under the front door. She lit a match, set a tissue on fire, and tossed both on the lighter fluid. She was charged with the offenses of including arson, aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and multiple counts of endangering another person.
But the whole thing, a cab, really? That's what throws me for a loop.
Oh, you think that's why she was so mad? She's like, you could have gotten me an Uber, but you got me something.
Really? I'm going to have to wait an hour for a cab to get here?
You're going to stand outside while you're doing it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Can you imagine that conversation, though? Like, the balls of that guy to be like, oh, man.
Now you're going
Thank
home.
You, honey, but time for you to skedaddle.
Time to get.
I'm going to hang out with our new friend. Cold.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever been terrified that something was very off? You were about to be injured, you were scared, somebody else that you love was in harm's way, only to realize it was nothing at all.
It's amazing how, I don't know about you, but how aggressive I get when I feel like...
When you're threatened?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or like your loved one is threatened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially like middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Brian said, on more than one occasion, I have come out of a store and freak out because my car has been stolen, only to realize I parked two rows over.
Yeah.
I've had that happen.
I traditionally park in the same place every single time at like the different stores that I go to.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And one time I parked it on a different floor than I normally do in a parking garage and was convinced, same thing, car was gone.
Dan said he used to live in a house with an enclosed back porch. The tree limbs above it grew too long and started scraping the roof, and the wind sounded like somebody was breaking in every time the wind was above 10 miles an hour. More than once, I have walked around that house in nothing but my boxers with a pistol in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Megan said, went to Walmart, spent 30 minutes in the store. While I was cashing out, I'm looking for my keys in my purse. I can't find them. After 30 seconds, I dump my entire purse out. No keys to be found. So I retrace my steps all the way through the store. No keys. I then retrace my steps back to my car, and my keys are in my car, and it's still running.
Oh, my God. The fact that your car did not get stolen.
After 30 minutes in a Walmart parking lot?
Impressive.
Tony said, middle of the night, I run downstairs, out into my backyard in my shorts because I thought I left the gate open and my dog got out.
Oh, no.
Took me a second to calm down and I realize I don't have a dog. I was just dreaming.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You were terrified and then you realized it was nothing at all. But in the moment, could have killed somebody. So it was not too long ago, Mahoney, I was telling you about this. I came out of my room, you know, first thing in the morning, it's about 5 o'clock, getting ready to go to work. And I look down the hallway to my right, and that's where my daughter's rooms are. Mm-hmm. And there's like a door, which is an upstairs door because there's like a little patio up there. that no one ever uses.
Yeah.
Because why would you have like a little weird patio?
Yeah.
And it's open.
Oh.
And that door is never open because no one ever goes out to that patio. And instantly I freak out because first off, it's right by my daughter's rooms. Now, luckily, yeah, both the girls were in our room at that point. So that helped some. But the fact that that door was open for however long during the middle of the night instantly freaks me out.
And you've had squatter issues over the last couple of years.
So you never know.
And weird people that were living next door and everything else. And so instantly I'm freaked out and I walk over to it. And as I walk over to that door, I look down and the courtyard gate is also open. So I see that's also open, at which point I'm like, I'm getting my gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting my gun. So I storm back into my bedroom. My old ass dog, Bailey, has stumbled out in the hallway. I'm like, Bailey, get in the bedroom. Get in the bedroom. And then I'm like, screw you. Go get my gun. I like take it out of the thing. I flip on the lights. And my wife's like, what is going on? I'm like, chuck. I'm like, the door's open. And so I go out there and I like look down, door still, shut the door, deadbolted back, go clear my daughter's room. Clear my other daughter's room, walk downstairs, and I'm terrified the whole time.
Of course.
And I walk into my office where you can also see the courtyard from that area.
Yeah.
And that's when I realize it's really windy outside. And the wind had just blown the door open.
And blew the window open too?
No. So it blew the front gate open.
Uh-huh.
And because that doesn't always latch totally. Yeah. But the door up top. My daughter, I guess, had been playing the day before with some of her cousins that were over, and she had undeadbolted it and hadn't closed it the whole way, and so the window was able to push both open. Yeah. But I wasn't able to process that all in the moment.
Well, you're not waking up.
But yeah, there's video footage of me, because I have a camera in my house. I'd be like walking around, like clearing rooms totally the wrong way, like putting my head in first. And just, like, what was I doing, man? But in the moment, I felt like a badass. Yeah.
Well, we had something similar not too long ago. I thought I heard somebody in my backyard.
Oh,
and man, you know, my master bedroom backs up to it.
Sure.
And we've had issues in years past of there was a guy who had broken into one of our neighbor's backyards and was stealing stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know what's going on, but I heard something. Like, I was awake, or I think I was. You know, it's like you can't really tell if it's like half dream, half awake.
Yeah.
It's that weird state in between. But I heard something in the backyard, and like it woke me up real quick. So grab the bat, and I'm roaming around like, and obviously my fiance's freaking out,
sure,
because of this as well. So, you know, obviously it was nothing. But let me ask you if you were doing the same thing I was doing in the process, because you're thinking like, I'm going to run into somebody, but you're still like kind of scared. Like,
you're terrified,
but you have to like, you're terrified because it's like, I don't want to have to go out there, but I have to go out
there. Babe, you go out there and check.
Yeah, it's not, you don't want to, but
you're smaller.
Like,
you're a smaller target, babe.
But you also have to like psych yourself up and get angry real quick because if you do see somebody, you're going
to
wreck them.
Yeah, you need to get all that adrenaline up.
Yeah. So it's like you're like scared, yet talking to yourself. Like, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm dead, bitch. Yeah. You're coming to my backyard. You're coming to my house. You're coming to my backyard.
Don't you touch my grill. Don't you touch it.
It's my grill.
Propane. Just got it filled.
It's Blue Rhino. It's premium.
Saul joining us. What's up, Saul?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So when my wife and I had our kids, he always slept in his own crib, like always had his own space.
Uh-huh.
So he never slept with us. And he got to the point where he was walking, he got his own little bed. And mind you, our room gets almost pitch black at night because we have really heavy drapes. So I guess he decides that he wants to try to go into bed with us, which he has never done. And so he gets out of his bed and he doesn't make a sound. He doesn't like announce like, hey, can I come in or nothing. And I guess he starts at the foot of our bed. And so I just feel something, you know, pulling at my sheets. And when I put my head up and I see like a silhouette of a little guy crawling into my bed. And for whatever reason, like, I don't know, like my head went through like one of those things where you think a million thoughts, you know, a million miles per hour. And it, to me, it looked like a silhouette of like the Chucky doll. And I like freak out and I go to swing and like in mid swing, I'm like, oh man, this is my kid trying to come into bed.
Did you Sparta kick your kid off your bed?
I almost punched my kid like off.
Oh my god!
I mean, what if he was wrong though? What if it wasn't his kid and it was the Chucky doll? You know, you can't just like cuddle up.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh man!
Right on. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Your kid. I mean, you should just be proud. Your kid's a ninja.
No kidding. Sherry said, I was sitting on the couch watching TV a couple of weeks ago, and I freaked out suddenly because my 3-month-old baby was missing.
Oh, no.
Turns out he was on my lap. I was a little sleep deprived.
Okay.
Is that like how you lose your glasses when they're on your face?
You on your face?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Are you walking around looking for your cell phone while you're talking to somebody on your cell phone?
Yeah, or your keys in your hand.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Have you ever been terrified in the moment? You thought you were going to die or a loved one was in grave danger and then suddenly you realized it was nothing at all. Everything was just fine.
I have one from Janae. It says, it's 5:30 a.m., 11 years ago. I'm waking up for school, still half asleep. I was walking down a dark hallway towards a laundry room. At the end of the hallway, there's a light switch. Before I could turn on this light switch, I look up in my still dreamlike state, and there's a girl about 7 to 9 years old, black hair, and it was too dark to see a face. She was standing in front of the laundry room staring at me. I froze in fear and tears started to come out of my eyes. My heart was pumping and I thought to myself, this is it. This is how I die. I decided I did not want to die and flipped that light switch. And then it turns out it was a vacuum with a dark blue towel on top of it. I walked up and pushed it back into the laundry room, still teary-eyed.
I like how you like when you realize that it's nothing like that, like the vacuum, like you sort of give it a hard push. You're like, get in the gym.
That actually happened to me yesterday. That happened to me yesterday. I walked past by the hallway and there was like this dark shadow and I'm like, oh my God. And it was a vacuum.
Yeah. And then you're kind of mad at the vacuum.
Yeah. Like then you kick it.
You push it into the closet. Yeah. You're like, get where you belong.
Son of a bitch.
Brandon said, I had a rubbery lizard as a kid that I left in the backyard. Pretty realistic looking. Next day, I hear my mom screaming for me and I go out of the backyard and she is frozen solid by it. And my dog standing next to her was also too anxious to approach it. So I just walked right up and grabbed it, and she almost had a heart attack.
Like the, did you ever have when you were a kid? I don't know why my parents ever bought me the like fake spiders.
Yes, fake.
Like those were fake. So in the '80s, those things were huge.
Fake snakes too.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man? The toys that we had when we were kids, fake spiders, fake snakes, and candy cigarettes. Yeah. Like, what are you trying to prepare us for?
I like
war?
Fake cigarettes.
Well, and then then every toy gun in the world.
Yeah. Andy said, I used to live next door to an old lady who used to feed stray cats in the neighborhood, and there would be times at night where I would wake up suddenly terrified because I would hear a baby crying right outside of my window. I would then go outside only to find out it was just another damn stray cat meowing.
See, that's scary, man. Mm-hmm. When you're wake up in the middle of the night.
You damn horny-ass cats just making all sorts of noise.
And finally, Troy said, when I was in my early 20s, I got so stoned that I thought the food court seats would make my ass feel like they were on fire. And so I could never sit down. I always had to just stand there and eat.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Just eating a whole big giant slice of Sbarro.
Yeah, food's falling everywhere. I can't sit down.
My ass.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. What is one movie that was really hyped up to you as like the greatest movie, but turned out to be the biggest disappointment you've ever seen? I watched Blow the other night because my roommate found his copy. What a waste.
Message deleted.
He said Blow with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Dude, just that scene with Ram Jam and Black Betty made that movie. Music montages in movies can make and break movies. That's why I think the Guardians of the Galaxy movies are so good, is because the music montages are perfect in both of those films.
So, a more current movie, Creed 2. I watched that the other night.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
It was so predictable.
Well, yeah.
I was shocked that the critics liked it.
It's the 19th Rocky movie.
I know, but I was shocked that the critics liked it as much as they did, because it was just so obvious what was going to happen.
Our friend, Stitch Duran, was in that film.
He wasn't featured prominently enough, I'll say.
Oh, is that why?
Oh, yeah. That's really
more.
Why.
He part of it.
He needed more. Yeah. For me, Cloverfield. I mean, a couple years back.
Oh, God, that's a great example.
Like, you would, because it was J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
And you're like,
coming off Lost. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is going to be incredible. And and J.J. Abrams has gone on to do some really great things.
The Star Wars stuff is Star Trek.
Yeah, it's
phenomenal. But Cloverfield was a turd.
Stunk. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you just get so motion sick. From all the camera movement.
You know, same thing with Blair Witch Project.
I liked the Blair Witch Project.
See, I liked it too.
I heard so much hype, though, going into it, and I saw it later than I guess most people did. Yeah. And everyone was just like, this is so incredible. And then I was like,
"What about?"
I knew that it was fake going into it.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I love Napoleon
I never
Dynamite.
Saw it.
You never saw it?
I never saw it.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
I think what happened is the same thing that happened with you with the Blair Witch Project, where I think I saw it a little bit later than when it was like really hyped up. So I was like, okay. I mean, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
Sure.
It's funny, but like, meh. Okay.
I was in high school. We went to go see Blair Witch Project with several other friends, a couple like four guys and like four girls from another school. So that was a big deal. Met up at the movie theater, but we're typical, you know, like 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds acting like idiots in movie theaters, loud and all this. And we're sitting in one of the closer rows, and behind us, we, you know, somebody said, "Why don't you guys shut up?" And then we said something back to him. And then turned around, and it was Triple H from the old WWE.
Did you take his suggestion to shut up?
He then proceeded to kick the back of my buddy's chair the entire movie during the Blair Witch Project. Luckily, this was my second viewing of it, so it didn't really affect me that much.
I mean, it's almost like the steroids had some sort of effect on him.
No, dude.
Amped up the rage.
That's natural.
Oh,
natural. Totally
okay. Still all very natural in his 50s.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dave, this was like 1998, 1999.
No, he's still jacked in his 50s, is what I'm saying.
Just hard work and dedication.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, I saw this shirt the other day on the web, and it said, "Wyoming isn't real." I mean, that's a pretty funny shirt, but have you ever really thought about it? Have you ever been to Wyoming? No? Then how do you know it exists? I'm serious here. I mean, I don't believe in Wyoming anymore.
Message deleted.
Well, my old producer works in Wyoming. He's in, what, Casper?
Is he?
He's somewhere over there. Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, if you want to get
Mahoney,
existential.
Is he?
If you want to get existential here, does any of this really exist? Do borders, most of them are pretty much made up?
No, you know? But...
Like, does like
have
the
you
United
ever,
States,
have you ever
Canada.
Even seen a picture of Wyoming?
Yeah, man.
Have you?
Yes.
I haven't.
Right?
Again.
I don't believe
all
it
all borders are made up. Settle down. Smoke some more weed.
I'm a Montana or Wyoming atheist now.
Can't even
Montana too, whatever.
They're all the same to you, Dave?
Yes, they are.
Hey, good morning. Are any of you entrepreneurial? Maybe if you like leave the radio or maybe something on the side, what would be your idea business to start? So just a little pro tip here. My wife started selling candles on the side. Not too lucrative.
Message deleted.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Every time that my wife buys a candle from the store, it is $36.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Why is it that expensive?
It smells really good.
I get that it smells nice. It's a chunk of wax.
It's also from Bath & Body Works. That's pricey.
But whatever. How are they that expensive? Candles seem like what is it actually?
You're just printing money.
Yeah.
Making candles.
How much do candles cost
Can't
to make?
Can't be that much.
Like 11 cents?
It's wax and glass.
And a little bit of scent.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you can like repurpose. Like we have a friend.
She's got into weird candle smells. The
like
latest
what?
One that she's into, it's the smell of wool. I'm like, what? Wool?
Like burning? Is it burning wool?
Yes. It's a sheep on fire.
Oh, yeah.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
Starts out with a lot of screaming and some sadness, but then it's kind of like a barbecue towards the end. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
Good.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Normally, I hear about a new streaming service from some company. I'm like, oh, cool, more money that somebody wants for me for some content I don't really care about.
Yeah.
And then Disney comes along and they say, look, we are Disney Plus and we're rolling out later this year and we're only going to be $6.99 and we have got
$699 for the year. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
$6.99 a month and we are going to have all of the Disney stuff. So it's basically going to be $70 a year. And Disney Plus will include content from the Disney brand itself,
okay.
Marvel,
uh-huh.
Pixar,
uh-huh.
Star Wars,
yeah.
and National Geographic. It will also integrate programming from Fox. For example, all 30 seasons of The Simpsons will be on Disney Plus starting day one. And more titles like The Sound of Music, The Princess Bride, Malcolm in the Middle will join in the first year. Disney Plus will launch on November 12th. And Disney Plus can piggyback on all of the marketing for the Disney big budget films being released for the holiday season. Frozen 2 hits theaters. on November 22nd. Star Wars Episode 9 is going to be released on December 20th. So obviously it's strategic, but the fact that you get all of the Star Wars stuff, all of the, for me, with kids, having all of the Disney movies, like the access
just
to
knowing that it's there built in. And
we spend so much money, yeah, on movies that my kids will sometimes only watch once, or I don't know, they'll watch 300 times.
Yeah,
sure.
And instead of having to like buy a movie for $20, mm-hmm. you know, that's two and a, three and a half movies over the course of the year. We already spend way more than that. Plus, you get all the Star Wars stuff and Simpsons.
Well,
and all
there's a lot of original series that are coming there, and you're forgetting Marvel. Marvel has a monster catalog right now. I mean, what are they at? I mean, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is at, what, 24 movies or something along the lines right now, but they're also going to be doing one. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier are going to have their own series, which looks like it's going to be pretty interesting.
The Princess Bride alone is worth $70 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you pay for it for the year, it's even cheaper than the $6.99 a month. You're only looking at $5.80 some odd cents for a month. That's by far going to be the cheapest streaming service. I'm paying, what, $10.99 a month for DAZN? It just went up to $20 a month. Netflix just went up.
YouTube TV just went up.
YouTube TV.
Disney, yeah, another $10 a month.
Disney, with the market share that they have, I don't know if this is going to be good or not, because, you know, if they're going to put these other, you know, competition always is good, but if you put everybody else out of business, that's bad. But the intellectual properties and the price point that they're coming in with, I think this is easily going to be the best streaming service, hands down. It's going to eclipse Netflix.
And they were talking about doing a co-package of ESPN Plus along with Disney
Plus. That's a game changer.
That's okay. That is.
Give me sports and
like
some
Disney movies.
And Disney movies and Marvel. Like what
you're
else? You
said.
I just got a text here that said they could have charged $30 a month, and I would have paid that for Disney.
I mean, I don't know about $30.
But you get the point, though. I mean, like, this feels like a good deal, and it's very rare to say, like, something actually feels like a good deal for great content. Mm-hmm. Well done, Disney. I'm impressed.
It's a game changer on that one. I have a feeling that it is going to explode, and looking at the kind of interface that they debuted, it looks user-friendly as well, sorted out.
And Disney doesn't do anything poorly.
Yeah. There's a reason they have, you know, $9 trillion in the bank.
So how many people do you think still get DVDs in the mail from Netflix? Because that's how it started out, right? Like you used to be able to get the old DVDs and rent them that way and then send them back. And 2.7 million Americans still enjoy Netflix DVDs in the mail. And a lot of those people are in rural areas where it's harder to get the high-speed internet that you need for quality streaming. But for whatever reason, they're saying that there is still a plethora of people that will enjoy the Netflix shows and series and movies via DVDs. 2.7 million.
That's way more than I expected. Yeah. But also, you know, we've talked about this before, the amount of people who are still using AOL.
Which is mind-boggling.
But 2.7, most services would love to have that many paying users to be a part of it. And the fact that Netflix is still kind of has that many users who are using kind of an antiquated form of distribution at this point is still very impressive. How much money is that making them a year?
I mean, 2.7 million subscribers, and then Netflix is, what, $10.99 a month now? So, yeah.
Okay.
$27 million?
Yeah, I got to do the math. I'm looking at you to do the math.
Yeah. Ian?
That's right, man. It's like $10 a month.
Just from the DVD subscriptions, $212 million in profit.
It's a little different, Dave.
$212 million in profit.
Yes.
I was way off.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
It says 2.7 million Americans times $10.
It's probably more than that for the actual DVDs now.
Maybe so. Either way, moving on. A&E has rolled out a new show featuring cam girls and gigolos.
What?
Some people are calling it controversial, but it's a new show called Sex for Sale, The Untold Story. It's premiering next Thursday night, and they talk to people that are sex workers in 2019. It's a little bit different, obviously, than just talking with, you know, working girls, because it's changed a lot. For example, they do have one male escort who is paid up to, get this, Mahoney, $10,000 an hour to provide his dates with the ultimate boyfriend experience.
No, he isn't. Woman in the world, I don't care how rich you are, is paying some dude $10,000 a visit.
He's a pretty handsome guy.
Is he hot?
Yeah. I don't care. Nobody's paying somebody $10,000 to a dude. No.
Yep, somebody can't deal with it.
It's called supply and demand. It's in economics 101. The supply is monstrous, and the demand really not that high. So you're going to get cheap goods.
Got another text here, Dave. Your math sucks. It's $84 because it's 12 months, not or $12. That was 1 month.
Okay.
Yeah, that I was factoring in. So it's
it happened, man.
Yeah.
No dude's getting paid $10,000.
There's also a young grad student who has become a millionaire thanks to her live video streams that cater to the unusual fetishes of men that she's never met in person. Another woman makes money by capitalizing on the benefits of motherhood, while a naughty lifestyle mogul helps couples explore their wildest desires. There's also one of the increasing number of young women who have opted into the relationships with sugar daddies. Each week, the show is going to take an unfiltered look at the often unseen stories of people and events that have a profound impact on our modern culture and society.
It's interesting.
Doesn't A&E stand for arts and entertainment?
Yeah. It's art.
And now they're just, here's live PD and a bunch of cam girls.
Yeah, but cool. I mean, it used to be just like a bunch of people on heroin, so at least it's not like just chicks huffing computer duster. It's
they're expanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keeping it classy.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is Awesome.
You know, I don't know why it took so long to come out, but finally, over the last few days, we've gotten the audio of Elizabeth Hasselbeck from The View when she blew up and stormed off the set. It took years.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, we finally have our hands on it, and I would like to play it for you.
Okay.
And The Internet is Awesome. Here we go.
That. To sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I am not going to get reprimanded. It's not okay to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. You know what?
I've been.
Then talk. If you want to talk.
I know.
What the? I'm not going back out there.
Come into my office here.
No, I'm not going back out there. You know what? I can take it in the meeting room. I'm not taking it out there on air.
Okay, honey.
I'm not taking it.
I hear what you're saying.
What the? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
I know. I'm not going back out.
I can't do the show like this. She just reprimanded me. She knew exactly what she was doing.
I know.
Goodbye. I'm off. Write about that in the New York Post.
When you are complaining about being reprimanded for acting like a child or being reprimanded like a child, throwing a tantrum is the way to prove that you are not. Right?
Yeah.
In a workplace setting.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that her time there was, not long thereafter this happened.
Yeah. What's she up to now? Anyone know?
Who?
I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
On a much lighter note, Billy Ray Cyrus decided to do a collaboration this week with your boy Mahoney, Lil Nas X.
It was the most streamed song ever in a single week. He beat out Drake's God's Plan, which had like 69 million streams in a week. Wow. Lil Nas X had 80 million streams in a week. One of the best things. I like this guy. If you're not following him on Twitter, he's pretty funny.
There was somebody who's talking about how the most overrated celebrities are Cardi B and Lil Nas X, and he's like, I've been famous for like a week, y'all. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, literally a week. I think he's handling his fame pretty well. I'm excited to see what this guy, how do you follow up?
The story here is that he had this song and it was blowing up on the country charts, and then they yanked it off the country charts, and everyone was like, why would you do that if it's doing well?
I think we know why.
And it's because he's black. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became this huge story, which in turn ended up being the best thing ever for him.
Yeah.
Because he originally wanted to collaborate with Billy Ray Cyrus, but he's a nobody before this. Mm-hmm. And then Billy Ray Cyrus finds out about this. He's like, hell yeah, I'll do this song with you. And so here's a little touch of Billy Ray Cyrus in collaboration with Lil Nas X in this now hit song, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley. You ain't been up off that porch now.
Dude, and it's a straight banger.
And
it's
as it turns out, right to the top of the chart. So they ended up putting it back on the country chart, and what do you know?
Well, it's on the back of all, it's on top of all of Billboard right now. I love this, you know? And I think that, you know, a lot of people looked out there and they go, man, this song is a hit. You know, even though, like, normally you wouldn't hear us playing a country or a trap song, or let alone a country trap song,
but it's
on
so
an alternative
catchy.
Radio station. But I feel like there's some songs that actually transcend genres, and this guy's doing it right here, you know, mixing different genres, making them all collaborate and, and sound pretty damn good together.
I am now rooting for the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's funny and he's likable and he's
19 years old.
And he's not acting like, oh, poor me or any of that stuff. He's just like, well, whatever,
like,
man.
The
he's
catch like, me outside bam. Girl.
Yeah, now he's like, look at me now.
Yep.
Yeah. He's doing great. So
talented.
Good for you.
Talented
man.
Young man.
Maybe not so much talent here when it comes to problem solving. There was a group of people who had gone to a baseball field for an early morning game, and they realized there was some moisture. It was a moist field, as they put it. Uh-huh. And so they wanted to remove that moisture from the infield so that way they could play ball.
Okay.
And so they thought, well, how can we get rid of this moisture on the field? I have an idea. Let's set it on fire. Let's dump a bunch of gasoline on it and set it on fire. And, of course, it turned into a huge debacle, and they later admitted that probably wasn't the best idea, and a rather unimpressed neighbor gave an interview to the news.
We're not sure it's an active investigation of who instructed, if anybody instructed.
I'd like to see somebody pay for it rather than me.
Neighbors are wondering why it happened in the first place.
By now, everybody knows you don't pour gasoline in the soil. Or you think that everybody knows that.
I get it to a certain degree, but I think at the end of the day, the decision was not well thought out.
Yeah, not so well thought out. This also probably not so well thought out. There was a young lady on a Spirit Airlines flight who was pretty drunk, and she was leaving from Orlando going to Newark, New Jersey. And some people, specifically the people that work on the airplane, were telling her she needed to power down her phone. And she was having none of it because I'm sure that she was involved in a very important conversation. And so things escalated and she ended up starting to scream at everyone and curse. And then things took an awesome turn and she just started to twerk in the aisle.
And I'm pretty damn good at twerking.
Yeah, she's got moves on her.
Not going to lie. Yeah.
And then
some good twerking.
On this Spirit Airlines flight, started talking about how rich she was. And of course, everyone pulled out their phones and started recording. So we have this gem.
I'm proud of you, trashy. I love it. Yeah, come buy me then.
Then she grabbed all of her stuff and walked off the plane. This is before the plane had even like shut the main cabin door. Like, this is quality.
I mean, can you imagine? You're in Florida, which already just lovely overall, and you're flying back to New Jersey, to Newark of all places, on Spirit Airlines. I mean, it's just the combination of just douchebaggery all the way around.
So who's more unlikable, that chick or the umpire from that baseball game that took the bat from Finn the Bat Dog?
The umpire.
The umpire. Yeah. This
He's
guy,
a jerk.
Finn the Bat Dog.
Finn the Bat Dog, it's a lovely little black Labrador
He's
whose
adorable.
Job is to run out onto the field in the minor league baseball game for the Aviators, grab the bat, and then run it over to the dugout. Instead of a bat boy, it's a bat dog. And this dog does this thing all of the time.
It's been trained.
This umpire, for whatever reason, saw Finn running out, grabbed the bat, and chucked it over towards the dugout so poor old Finn couldn't do his job. And still Finn ran over there and grabbed the bat.
Like a happy dog.
Yeah, he's fine. But the audience at the new Las Vegas ballpark was none too pleased.
Sean Murphy.
That's a real strong boo.
And this, it was a windy day. It was opening night, and a lot of people had left because it was
so
windy.
It was very cold that night. It was very windy. They said about over half the stadium left after the first couple of innings. And this is a little bit later in the game.
The video that we posted on our Twitter, and this is just one video, has over 4 million views already. So this this minor league umpire, maybe we'll take into account, maybe not being a jerk to animals for no reason next time.
Finn's trainer did have this to say.
First of all, he's much more efficient. You know, he's very quick. He's much faster than a regular bat boy would be. And his enthusiasm and how animated he is and as much as he loves his job, really, you know, people can really see that.
Dear Finn, the bat dog trainer, you have one job. I want Finn to maul that umpire next time he's out on the field.
Just bite him straight
right in the jugular. He bleeds out. Everyone's like, yay! This game is fun.
Don't be mean to animals.
Don't be mean. And last but not least, some dude was chopping down a tree. And you know, like when you step on a rake or something, it can have a very adverse effect, especially for dudes, you know, kind of get you. Now, imagine if that rake is an actual tree instead. And that's what happened to this guy. He was chopping down a tree, and next thing you know, it comes down, and part of the tree hits him right square between the legs, and poor guy.
Are we sure he's not part turtle? Oh, that poor John.
Can you imagine like getting hit in the junk
by a whole entire tree?
By an entire tree.
Comparing that side by side.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So going back to Lil Nas, we got someone texting us at 73100. He said, if Lil Nas X new genre isn't called Jiha, I can't fully support it.
Ooh,
Jiha.
Yeah, that sounds way better than Jiha. X107.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
All right, well, first up, it's worth mentioning because it's been going on for much of the morning, but if you're just tuning in, 95 is a total parking lot right now, 95 North. It's backed up all the way down to the 215. I guess a semi-truck's trailer caught on fire, and between Trop and Russell, it's down to one lane in that area. So heads up for if you have to take 95 North this morning, maybe try to find an alternate route because it is a hot mess right now.
Yeah, that's no good on a Friday on your way to work.
Game number two is going on tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the San Jose Sharks once again. Game number one did not go our way, so let's hope that game number two is a little bit better. But 7:30 this evening, hoping that the Knights have a better result. And really, I mean, the game wasn't a bad game for the Knights. It was just there was like a little period of about 45 seconds where things went off the rails, and that's kind of how things go in hockey. So hoping for a better result as of tonight. But Vegas Golden Knights hoping to get the first win in the playoffs of the season after game number one did not go their way. Caesars Entertainment may be up for sale very soon. According to the New York Post, they are saying that Caesars Entertainment, which of course owns Harrah's and Bally's Hotels and Casinos as well, is getting ready to put itself up for sale. The $24 billion company plans to announce within days that its board has approved a sales process amid pressure from billionaire investor Carl Icahn. So the move comes as Caesars has finally okayed a second potential suitor into the data room to review its financials. There was talk about Tillman Fertitta, who is not a brother or a direct relative of the Fertitta brothers.
I thought
here.
He
it's
was
a cousin.
Cousin.
It's a cousin, yeah.
I mean, that's a cousin's still, a direct relative.
But not like, you know, in the
not
same.
Not a brother.
It's not a brother.
But
know?
He's still.
You hear the name Fertitta, you think, oh, the Fertittas are buying Caesars Entertainment.
But
it's a different billionaire
but
Fertitta.
Still related, though. Yeah.
Yeah, another casino Fertitta guy, yes, but not in the family.
Like immediate.
In the immediate family.
Okay.
So Eldorado Resorts also potentially fits the bill as a potential buyer as well. So Fertitta already owns the Golden Nugget here in town. Mm-hmm. Owns the Biloxi, Mississippi one. Along, didn't you? Isn't that the one where you, that you went to in a had your night as Dr.
The
Go
Golden,
yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Go Blank Yourself. I was that was at the one in Louisiana. Yeah.
Eldorado Resorts owns 26 properties across the country. So they're saying, you know, obviously if somebody does come in and buy Caesars Entertainment, it's going to be somebody that is already very much in the casino business.
It's interesting, though, because just a couple days ago we were talking about Caesars being in the process of possibly taking over Crown Resorts, which is another Australian company. But now Wynn is talking about that. And you go from that to Caesars now being sold. You know,
there's a lot of moving parts right now. Yeah.
I hope it's to somebody who is a good owner, wants to invest in Las Vegas, because there's a lot of jobs here in Las Vegas that are tied to Caesars.
That's what it all comes down to, right? Like, there's a lot of friends that we have that work for that group, and we just hope that they are able to continue to be in an environment. I mean, we went through it not too long ago. We went from being CBS Radio to Intercom Communications. Mm-hmm. Anytime that you go through that process, there's always growing pains.
Yep.
Yeah.
But for the most part, things, at least for us, have remained fairly status quo. I mean, except for they haven't got our contract done, but that's a whole different story.
It'll eventually.
2 months outside of that.
Two and a half.
Okay.
But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah.
But the process of going through any sort of change can be painful. We just hope the best for everyone that works.
Yeah, we don't want to see any jobs lost here in Las Vegas.
I don't really care how the billionaires fare. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just the people that live here and work here.
The people who actually work. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we care about.
Wynn Resorts has proposed banning Steve Wynn from actually even going into its casinos.
Oh, dang.
They want nothing to do with Steve Wynn. It doesn't even want him having social contact with any company executives, meaning like, let's go have dinner or a drink or whatever. Yeah. So the commission is considering the company's fate after its investigators found executives for years concealed allegations of misconduct by Steve Wynn. Wynn has denied the allegations, but did, of course, resign as CEO. His lawyers didn't comment on the proposals that they would actually potentially ban him from the properties. But, I mean, look, the whole thing with Steve Wynn really, really sucks for him because you could tell that he loved the casino business. Yep. He loved having his name on the side of the building and was really good at it.
Yep.
But if he was being a creep the entire time, then
these allegations are true, man.
Then you got to go.
Well, the thing that happened earlier on this week, which was crazy too, they got rid of the head of security over there. Did you read about that?
No, why?
At all. The guy who was the head of security, former FBI agent, admitted to actually investigating and kind of spying on and following, having people do that for several of the people who had accused Steve Wynn of this misconduct.
They were following and spying on the people that accused him?
And not only that, but also of his Steve Wynn's ex-wife, Elaine Wynn. He got axed. So I think this could be one of those repercussions or one of the ripples from that information coming out earlier on this week. So, yeah.
So a Las Vegas father and his two children are accused of defrauding the IRS of more than $2 million by filing false returns, including under the name of a dead family member, according to the U.S. attorney. Oops. Kennedy Tieran, I think is how you say his last name, was sentenced to 2 years in prison while his son was ordered to serve 8.5 years.
Wow.
Daughter facing sentencing in May in the alleged scheme they ran for 6 years. From 2007 to 2013, the trio registered made-up businesses that were here in Nevada. According to the indictment, they filed fake corporate returns. The returns netted them up to $40,000 at a time. This son, I guess, is the one that actually prepared the returns, which is why he is looking at potentially a larger sentence. And while his father and sister cashed and deposited the illicitly obtained checks, about $6 million in false earnings got them more than $2 million in tax refunds from the IRS, but it was all bogus. And so now they're looking at serious jail time.
So one of the things I learned many years ago, and, really opened my eyes, because when you're a young man, you don't know a whole lot about the world and things. But the thing that I learned, when they put Wesley Snipes in jail for tax purposes.
They put Blade in jail.
Blade.
He was in Demolition Man.
He was Willie Mays Hayes in Major League One, did not come back for Major League Two, which I respect. I respect that. I respect that, Wesley Snipes. But if they put Passenger 57 into federal prison for tax evasion,
they'll put all y'all's asses in jail.
They don't care.
There's very little that I have. Like, I'm pretty lenient on a lot of things, but like tax evasion, we're all paying our taxes. Pay your damn taxes too.
And finally, there is a new Club LAS at the Las Vegas airport. So
a club?
They're calling it Club LAS. It's not like a dance club. It's not like Tao at the airport.
Oops, Marshmallow's not going to be there spinning.
Dang. It's a 7,000 square foot area that's called Club LAS. And it opened yesterday morning inside the D-Concourse.
Okay.
So if you're flying out of like American Airlines, United Airlines, that's where the D-Concourse is. The lounge features complimentary food and drink, different seating areas, a private shower room, and it's open to anyone. So it's not like one of those things where you have to have like a Platinum Amex card or something to get in. This is where if you pay the $40 to get in, you can get right in. Or if you happen to be a member of Priority Pass, Diners Club International, AAA, Lounge Key, and Lounge Club, that also will get you in.
And I don't know if you say complimentary food and beverages, but there's a $40.
No, it's a $40 fee, but then you get like free booze and free food.
I mean,
and
that's
it's going to be a buffet. But if you go
do you call it free food and free booze when you pay $40 to get in?
Yes,
it's $40 booze and food.
But I'm saying like it's a private lounge where it has all these other amenities.
No, it sounds cool, but it's $40 to get in.
But it would be $40 if you just went to a restaurant and had
just
two beers and a burger. to eat at the airport, man? I know that you don't travel a lot.
I travel plenty.
By car, you travel plenty, but I mean, you don't fly a lot.
No, you're saying it's complimentary. Complimentary means
it's complimentary once you pay the $40 entry, man.
You get it once you pay the $40 entry.
Yes, that's how it works.
You're just using complimentary wrong.
No, there's complimentary food and drinks after you pay the $40 entry.
Okay.
You have to pay, so you pay a $40 entry to get into Tao. There's not complimentary food and drinks once you get in there, is there?
Sometimes. Depends on who you know.
Oh, shut up.
You ain't a hot chick.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
You don't know how I dress on the weekends.
You can't pull these sucker dudes over like I can to buy me drinks. I want an apple teeny. Thank you very much.
Shake it, not stir.
You're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
To say that we're not perfect would be a rather large understatement.
I say speak for yourself, sir. Everything I do was clearly thought out and purposeful, and
I won't speak for myself, and I certainly won't speak for you. I'll let the blooper reel speak for both of us.
Well, I think one thing that we can agree on and what we should speak on is how awful Sylvia was this past week.
Yeah, it wasn't my best week.
Not even just on the radio, general. Just
awful. Something going on with you?
Very unlikable and generally
awful.
Poor discourse.
One of the worst people I've ever met in my life.
What are you talking about?
And then for whatever reason, she always decides that she feels like she needs to tell us that it's her time of the month.
No, I don't.
Or it's about to be.
No. Yeah,
we don't share personal stuff like that with you, Sylvia.
Oh, do you need Mital?
I mean,
maybe.
I do have a headache.
Here's the blueprint. His name is Sylvia.
It's the blooper reel.
I like raw garlic. Yeah. Yeah. Raw garlic,
do you
raw onions.
Raw garlic?
Not like on a regular basis, but I like it in stuff. Garlic, raw onions.
This is a man that was arrested for animal cruelty.
What was that guy charged with, Dave?
Animal cruelty.
That's not how you say that word.
Cruelty, as you like to say.
Cruelty.
This is a man that was arrested for animal cruelty.
I got ashy ass elbows. I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I do.
And that's just probably the only reason why you can't be a surgeon.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, everything else I'm perfectly qualified for.
Yeah.
What?
Perfectly qualified for.
Everything else I'm perfectly qualified for.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine, the High As Hope Tour. High As Hope Tour.
This doesn't seem that weird to me. This just seems like intermittent fasting.
Like what?
Intermittent fasting. Intermediate fasting. Intercontinental fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
That's what I said, man.
No, it's not.
My fiance was there. We would have just left.
Yeah.
I would have said, I would have blown up. Mm-hmm. First off, melted down and, you know, yelled some expletives.
That would have been great.
Expletives.
Expletives.
Whatever. No, yeah. No. Expletives.
And now, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents to you how not to read a sponsorship.
The voicemail is brought to you by... Oh, God. I am so sorry. Cover Your Ears is brought to you by the voicemail is brought to you by Cabinets Now with contractor pricing, same day pickup on most products, and laminate flooring for only 99 cents per square foot.
What's that word?
Oh boy.
What's that word? Why don't you just start over?
No, here's the thing.
These people pay good money for this.
Are you smarter than a community college drop? Bleh.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So there is a gene that is linked to alcohol consumption, and it influences who you choose to marry.
Does it now?
Lovers that mirror each other's drinking habits are more likely to stay together, says research of 47,000 couples, which is interesting because Mahoney's got this look on his face right now. Your fiance does not drink.
Not at all. You do
all the drinking.
Yes. I enjoy myself a nice craft beer or a fine bourbon from time to time.
Heavy drinkers were more likely to pair up and stay with partners who also regularly consume alcohol. Each person in these couples were also found to be more likely to share a specific variant of a gene linked to heavy or light alcohol consumption.
I will say that my drinking has substantially
lessened over the last 7-8 years since we have been together. You know, I mean, I assume that's probably a byproduct of the relationship and also of getting older.
Yeah.
You know, because most of the time for me, I'm more of a social drinker. I don't drink alone.
Your social activities have lessened as far as like when you're in your 20s, you're going out like almost every night.
You're trying to meet people. Yeah. Like, hey, I've already met the one. We good. Yeah. I don't need to go out.
You met the one.
Again.
You don't want to make any new friends.
Yeah.
So you're like, do I need to go out and drink?
Can I lose some friends? Can I cut some of y'all
off?
But
also, a heavy drinker and a heavy drinker getting together, that can't be healthy, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, like,
depends on
the definition of what a heavy drinker is. You know, it's like if you go out and you consume each 3 or more drinks, it's considered heavy drinking.
I was at my dermatologist a couple weeks ago getting my skin checked, and it was like a new dermatologist. And on the paperwork that you have to fill out there, one of the things was like, are you a problematic drinker? And their definition of was a problematic drinker was more than 4 drinks in an evening.
You're like, well, if I go out,
4 drinks in an evening is considered
problematic drinker. Yes.
I'm like, get out of here. Like, of course I lied. I'm like, nope.
I would never. How dare you?
Why would I put that in writing?
Ian, you like to get a schnockered. So does your girl. Do you feel like that's a good thing or a bad thing for the relationship?
It's a great thing for the relationship because we go out drinking and
Who drinks more?
I definitely do.
You do?
Okay.
Yeah. But we drink so much and then we get home and then wake up the next morning and not remember. And then we just start it all over again. It's adorable.
Isn't that expensive, though? If both of you are...
You don't know. You're just
exactly.
like,
remember.
You reach it's in your all pocket, gamble, and you're like, hey, man. I still got some dollars. Oh, wait, those are all receipts.
Because I will say, I don't, like, if my fiance left me and I had to get back into the world of dating, I don't think I could do it for many reasons, mostly because I've just given up. You know, I don't think I could muster the, like, you know, the going out and pretending you like to do, liking to do stuff.
Yeah, doing all that over again.
I do love hiking. I'm so glad you asked.
But the fact that she's a vegetarian and doesn't drink has been the biggest financial boon for me.
Right.
Because, like, if you go to dinner and you're not drinking and you're not getting the steak and lobster, it's the cheapest meal of all time.
It's amazing when you just cut out the booze part of it. Because, you know, like, from time to time I'll do the, okay, I'm not drinking for January or have the sober October or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And if you just don't drink for a month, you're like, you get the dinner bill, and you still eat, you know, like you normally would. You're like, this is a great meal. And then you look down at the tab, you're like,
two bottles of wine not on there.
Yeah, and you're like, that just saved me $1,000. It's unbelievable.
My savings plan's not drinking for 2 weeks at a time once a year.
So a woman in New York totaled her car and injured her leg all over a spider. An unidentified woman let the spider get the best of her on Wednesday when she spotted the spider inside of her car. While she was driving, panicked, she lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a stone barrier and injured herself in the process.
I mean, I'm glad that she's okay. You know, it sucks being injured. But if there's a spider in my car, I'm running that bitch
spider,
straight into a wall.
A bee?
Yeah.
Maybe cockroach?
Have you ever had a bee in your car? I have. I've had
a
bee fly into a window.
But that's horrifying.
Yeah. What do? You're stuck. I was in a U-Haul and a bee flew in.
And you were driving at a full clip?
I was on the highway and a bee... Like, first off... What the hell's that bee doing? Able to fly into a window.
It was dive bombing you.
Yeah.
It was trying to get you.
Yeah. But then you're driving a U-Haul and you're on the highway. You can't really stop.
You got to flip it. All your personal belongings. All of your Walmart furniture.
Well, once we got to San Diego, that bee and I, we started a new life together. And
fell in love.
Fell in love. It was a beautiful love story until he got mad at me one night. And his anger got the best of him. He stung me and
that killed him.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. Well,
tumultuous relationship.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Me and that
highs
dude.
And lows. Oh. Well, since we've been having so much fun this morning, let's bring it back down to earth. And Bossy Rossi has entered the studio. What a real treat. Hey, Bossy Rossi.
Hey, guys.
You're here awfully early.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Look at you. Yeah. A little half day today.
Huh. I got meetings.
It's your first part-time job?
Shut up.
So why are you here, my friend?
I wanted to come in to tell you guys, as if you didn't already know, that we are going to be announcing OBC on Monday. You guys are
going
to do it.
So you tell me if I'm going too far here. Can I talk about the number of evenings that there are? Like, there's going to be, there's going to be 13 nights of OBC.
When you say that, like, can I talk about the number of evenings? You've already made
you gave it a hint.
Okay, it's going to be two nights.
I kind of said that yesterday.
All right.
Okay. People were kind of harassing me because I was saying that you guys were going to announce it, and I started getting a bunch of texts coming in.
Yeah.
So I they're like, give us hints. So I just said it's going to be two nights.
It's going to be two nights. Can we say where it's going to be? Not yet.
Okay.
Gotta wait for the final contracts to be signed.
Okay. Wait, we don't have signed deals yet? What is going on here?
You act like we do anything professionally.
So we have two nights, and there's going to be obviously a handful of bands on each night. And
absolutely.
The big announce is coming on Monday morning, so we'll announce night number one at 7 a.m., and then night number two is going to be announced at 8 a.m.
Right, and I expect all the trolls, the people that haven't listened to the radio station in the last 10 years, to tell us how much we suck because...
Static X isn't playing.
Static X isn't playing.
Seven Dust, bro.
Why aren't you getting System of a Down to play again? Yeah. Because they cost $1.5 million.
And they play one show every 7 years.
Yes, because they don't need to play anymore.
You get Papa Roach.
Yes, Papa Roach is.
I don't even think Papa Roach is touring right now.
I think they're going to Europe, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But people are mad because it's not out at Sam Boyd Stadium out in the hot sun for 12 hours.
I'm actually glad we can say this. It's indoors.
It's going to be indoors this year,
which my pasty skin appreciates.
Yes. Yeah. Now, anytime you start getting past the very end of May, you're taking a real gamble like that. First week in June is where the heat really kind of punches you in the face. And so, yes, it being indoors is
air-conditioned at a great place. And great venue. I don't like to compliment this horse and son of a bitch very often, but I think you've done a really good job, and we can give you a hint. It's not going to, the other thing, like talking about System of a Down, that ticket price, you're looking at well over $100, easy, if you wanted to go see System of a Down.
Oh. For any show.
Yeah. We are looking at a very, very reasonably priced ticket this year, and Bossy Rossi fought very hard to keep the ticket prices as low as they are.
He did some things that he's not so proud of.
He's going to earn that money on the back end, if you know what I'm saying.
It was one of those years, man. I just had to do what I had to do.
It's a back-end deal. It's the Bossy Rossi special. So Monday, 7 a.m., we're going to start rolling out night number one, and then night number two coming to you at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. I used to watch a lot of Nickelodeon, like a lot. Like that kind of sucks when it comes to getting nostalgic with people because I always bring up stuff that like no one remembers. I remember the shows that were only on for like a season.
Message deleted.
How are you not going to list the shows that were only on for a season?
Yeah, you got to tell us what you're nostalgic
about. Like Hey
about.
Dude? You remember Hey Dude? Anybody remember Hey
Dude?
I
never watched it.
If you're going to get nostalgic about Hey Nickelodeon, you got to go to like Double Dare or something, right?
Double Dare, you can't do that on television.
All that?
The Adventures of Pete and Pete? That. Anybody?
Yes. Scary Stories.
Yeah. Did you see they're bringing back all that?
What?
Yes.
They're doing a reboot of all that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Are they going to, is our buddy's wife going to be a part of it? Do we know? Have you heard
Lisa
anything about
Foyles? Yeah. I don't know if she is or not. I haven't heard
She was
anything.
The redhead on all that.
Yeah. She was on like for like 8 seasons.
Yeah.
She lives here. She's a friend of ours.
Yeah, but Are You Afraid of the Dark is another one.
I love that. I love that show. Nickelodeon. Those were prime Nickelodeon years. Mm-hmm.
Were you guys Nickelodeon kids instead of Disney? Was Disney even around when you guys were growing up?
We did, but we couldn't afford the Disney.
Disney Channel. The Disney Channel.
We couldn't afford the Disney Channel because it was a premium, but I would watch Nickelodeon pretty much all day and then watch Nick at Night, and I love that old school Nick at Night where they would show all the 50s like Donna Reed, My Three Sons.
Okay, I'm going to one-up you. So poor I didn't have Nickelodeon growing up. Didn't have any cable. Just the, whatever it was, 3 or 4 broadcast channels.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I remember when it went from 3 to 4, and they added in Fox.
Moving on up. Yeah, we had one box, and then we kind of split it off, because back in the day, you had to pay for more than one box to get cable. So like we had one, and then I had like the bootleg cable in my room.
Uh-huh. So you had a TV with cable in your room, huh?
When I was, I would say probably like 7 or 8.
My brother did too, like I did too.
Of course, Miss Silver Spoon Sylvia over here.
What?
I had my own satellite dish. In fact, a satellite truck would pull up when there was a piece of programming I wanted to consume that wasn't on my regular television. Rupert Butler, come over here and arrange the satellites for me.
You're like 7, 8 years younger than I am, so I don't know how prevalent it was for you, but I remember getting my own phone in my room. And like when I was a teenager, I ended up getting my own phone line for a little bit. That was like a big, like, that, you know, I did so well in school or whatever. And my parents got me my own phone line in my room.
My brother was the first of like of us to get his own phone and phone line. And then when he moved out, then
it became yours.
It became mine.
He bequeathed it to you.
Sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What movie or movies that you guys have seen that you would give a 10 out of 10 rating? For me, it's three of them. Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but The Founder. I think that movie is underrated, but I give that movie 10 out of 10. What's your guys' choice?
The Founder is about Ray Kroc and how he swindled the McDonald brothers and the starting of McDonald's.
Oh,
with Michael Keaton.
It's a more recent
movie. The only one that comes to mind immediately is Heat for me. That's the best action movie of all time.
Dumb and Dumber, as far as a comedy goes.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Nick Cagler. Nick Cagler.
I mean, one of Sean Connery's finest performances.
And Con Air.
Nick Cagler.
Nick Cagler. One of Steve Buscemi's finest performances.
Face Off.
Nah, man, John.
No.
Nick Cage. Yeah, man, all those.
Every Nick Cage movie.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, do any of you remember your first phone? Maybe you got a landline or a cell phone. I had one of those indestructible Nokia ones, like in 2002. Man, I was the boss at playing Snake. And speaking of which, you know, they should bring that game back.
Message deleted.
It's funny that we just tried to do the previous conversation because I had no idea that message was there. But yeah, so I remember like having the house phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember that when I got also a hand-me-down phone that I got to put in my room, that was a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the mobile communication, I don't distinctly remember my first cell phone, but I do remember my first beeper. The reason I remember that is because I won it from a radio station.
Oh, really?
The radio station where I got my first job, actually. I was a super fan of the radio station, which is why I wanted to work there in the first place.
Yeah.
But I remember that, sure enough, I had to be call number 9, and I was, and they gave me a free beeper. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had to go to the radio station, pick up the certificate, and then going out to this beeper store that specialized in just beepers.
The beeper
and
king!
And cash it in. And yeah, like I felt like a boss with my new beeper.
Was it a beeper that got sports scores and weather, or is it one of the, clear plastic color?
Yeah. And I wore it like right on the inside of my belt loop, you know?
You could go to my senior year homecoming. And I'm wearing some badass creased Dockers, in my front left pocket, I got my beeper clip
on there. Oh yeah, look out! Somebody may need to get in touch with me because I'm important.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
911, man. 911.
Hold on, my Dockers are vibrating.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
It is the best time of the week. We get to kick back, relax, celebrate all of our hard work with some ice cold beer.
That's right, Dave. And this Friday is no different. And we have busted out a beer from the New Belgium Brewing Company. They've got their own kind of offshoot wine now called Voodoo Ranger, which they've got like 6 or 7 different flavors. Most of them are IPAs, but they got a couple other offshoots in there as well. But they're kind of separate line of new stuff called Voodoo Ranger. And this is the New Belgium Brewing Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise IPA.
You know, it better be good if they're calling it Liquid Paradise.
And if you're looking at the can, we'll get into that in a second. Very colorful can. The New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise IPA, that's a mouthful, has 7.8% alcohol by volume and 44 IBUs. That stands for International Bitterness Units. Today being served from a 12-ounce very colorful light blue can with the Voodoo Ranger skeleton lounging in a Hawaiian shirt in a pool. So it looks very, very refreshing. The proper glassware served this out of a pint glass or a mug. I prefer to serve this around 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The 5 categories in which we rate every single beer and beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We don't need a drum roll till the end, Dave. Let's all cheers and take a drink right now, because we've earned. It's just such a hard week of work.
We
earned this.
Yes, we did.
We deserved this.
Cheers.
Yes, we did.
Celebrating Another week without a contract.
Cheers.
Yeah.
They're just busy, Dave.
They're busy.
They're busy.
They're busy.
They're busy.
I get it.
They're busy.
There's so much going
You're
on.
You're so busy. You're so, so busy. But look.
Mahoney's more bitter than this IPA.
I know. Seriously.
That is true. That is true. Let's start off with the look. Ian, what are you looking at?
To be honest with you, I thought this would be a little bit hazier, but this is very clear. A very clear gold. Just a little bit of a head on.
Yeah, the hazy beers, the hazy IPAs are all the rage. I think this one's just as juicy, but very, very clear. The Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise pours a mostly clear golden straw yellow with a normal pour. I got about 3 inches of dense white head. I mean, very dense, very white head, which receded into the body of the beer after a few minutes, leaving behind lots of sticky lacing on the side of the glass. The next category in beer for breakfast is the smell. Let's take a big whiff of the Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise IPA.
I'm getting a lot of innuendo over here.
Yes, me too.
Innuendo.
Just with your last review, but...
What?
Nothing.
What are you smelling over there?
I mean, kind of like a normal IPA. Yeah. You know, you get those citrus tones in there. You do smell some alcohol on this one. But overall, it's pretty pleasing to the nose.
I would say the nose on this IPA is very inviting. Big notes of fruits like grapefruit and some mango in there dominate the nose on this. But I don't think they overpower it. They blend well with a nice hot presence. Zero alcohol to be found on the nose.
You don't smell any alcohol?
Not really.
I get a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little malty for me.
I mean, there's some malts in there. I'm not getting any
like
alcohol.
The citrus.
Maybe
smell.
It's just my breath from last night.
But the citrus, I think, overpowers the alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't get a whole lot of alcohol in this particular nose, but I feel like it's a very inviting nose overall. Let's move on to our favorite category in beer for breakfast. Not the drum roll,
oops,
Dave.
Yes. Oops,
I'm talking about the taste. Let's cheers and take a
cheers.
Drink.
Cheers.
Of the
cheers.
Liquid
cheers.
Paradise
All right.
from New Belgium.
In case you didn't know, everyone, Mahoney's taking a drink right now.
I got you, bitch. Yes, in your face. Yeah, you deserve that.
Save him.
Save deserve
him.
That.
Going back for more.
Finally, the karma gods.
Sylvia, we'll start with you because you're traditionally not a big IPA fan. What do you think of this particular one?
I think it's, if you're a beginner, craft beer drinker, I think this is a little bit too strong.
Yep.
The bite is pretty like
even though
it's
the,
there.
Even though the IBUs are lower, this does have, if you looked at it, if you're just looking at it on paper at 44, you were like, okay, that's not too bad. But it does have a very
it's a sharp
big
bite.
Hop presence, I would say, in the finish.
And they really linger too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It lingers for quite some time. Dave, you are a big IPA aficionado. What are your thoughts on this particular IPA?
I think it's very nice. So it's this mixture of having that strong hop bite that hangs out, but at the same time, it's light enough and it drinks pretty easy. So I don't mind the hop bite. If you're not a fan of hops, you're not going to like this beer.
Stick with the more hazy, the juicier ones. I do find this to be somewhat juicy, but I would say overall, I would describe this IPA as hearty. Like the nose, you get a good presence of the citrus and the grapefruit in there, followed by like a light sweetness and some mango, which finishes nice with that big, piney hop bite that, like Dave pointed out, lingers for quite some time. I would say I like this, you know? I mean, this is what IPAs were kind of striving to be, I would say, 6-7 years ago, before the haze craze took over, and now they're just like all juicy, very orangey, you know, just very, 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 very.
I feel like a lot of those are made for the like the Blue Moon crowd that has transitioned over to the IPA.
This is more of a classic style IPA, but I feel like it's done very right. It's medium bodied, it's smooth. I would call this even refreshing. In my opinion, I think this is a very good IPA to drink and very easy for 7.8% alcohol by volume. I mean, we're coming up close to, you know, a double your traditional white macro lager there. And with a name like Liquid Paradise, you'd expect it to be refreshing. And I know this may come as a shock. I think it actually is. This beer can be drank any time of year, but I think it will truly shine as the weather starts to warm up and we want to spend a little bit more time outside. It's readily available. It's nicely priced, easy to drink, which makes this beer a winner in my book.
Nice.
Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
Yeah. There we go.
Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the New Belgium Brewing Company Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise IPA.
You took too long, man.
Yeah, you
hit it.
Long-winded son of a.
I get the new Belgian Voodoo Ranger Liquid Paradise IPA. On my Honey Beer Scale Supremacy. A 3.8 out of 5.
Beer for breakfast. With Dave and Mahoney. Every Friday morning, only on X107.5.
Yeah, you Belgians really stepped up their game, I think.
Yeah.
The Voodoo Ranger series, I've been pretty impressed by most of their stuff. So if you go into
like a normal beer store around town, you'll find a bunch of the Voodoo Ranger.
Depending on which stop you go to.
Yeah.
But should be readily available and easy to find.
Again, if you're a big fan of IPAs, Liquid Paradise. Yeah, solid stuff.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Typical, you know, like 17-year-olds acting like idiots in movie theaters, loud and all this. And behind us, we, you know, somebody said, "Why don't you guys shut up?" Turned around, and it was from the old WWE.
Ah, yes. Mahoney had an encounter, not the sexy kind, in a movie theater.
Although,
with a very large man. Who was that individual? 702-791-1075. Although today, Mahoney is going back to a movie theater with another large man.
Well, since that day, Dave, I have never not sat in the very back row of a movie theater.
So you are going to sit in the back row
every time
a grown man wearing matching Tommy Bahama shirts?
I don't want people to have the high ground. If I'm going to get into a fight in a movie theater, I want the high ground.
You don't feel like you're a little bit past the point in your life where you should be getting into fights in movie theaters?
You never know when something's going to go down. I like my back up against the wall. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So here's what we have today. UNL Vino is going down tomorrow night over at the Mirage Event Center. So if you enjoy wine and spirits and craft beer and other beverages, this is going to be a great time to get together with your friends and enjoy some wonderful food as well. There's going to be a whole bunch of prestigious restaurants and chefs throughout Las Vegas that are getting together and showcasing their spreads as well.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Brent.
Brent, what is the correct answer, sir?
Triple H.
Triple H is correct. Does it give you a hard time, Mahoney, when you're watching wrestling? Because Triple H is still a fixture of the WWE.
He is. He's not nearly as active as he used to be. He did just beat Dave Bautista at this past WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, it's Triple H getting his ass beat. So,
But he's like one of the executives now or something?
Yeah, he married Stephanie. He did the smartest thing in wrestling and married the boss's daughter.
Is he actually married to her? That's a real thing?
I actually think that they do. They love each other, and they got like 3 kids.
Gross.
So... But, I mean, still, not a dumb move, marrying the boss's daughter.
All of it could have gone off the rails if he had beaten down 2 17-year-olds in a movie theater in St. Louis all those years ago.
Yep. But, you know, he took a different path, Dave, during the Blair Witch Project.
Congratulations to you, Brent. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy UNL Vino tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Golden West, home means Nevada to me. One more time now, home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.